Broadcasting live from the Gwinnett studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. This is Mike Salmon, along with my trusty cohort, Stephen Julian. Stephen, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good. I know you stayed up until probably the wee hours just partying away.
12:01 a.m.
And then you are out like a light.
And then I, good night.
We're showing our age. Let's get right to the program. We've got a great guest with us today. Joining us is Harper LaBelle. He's in sales with FIS, which is Fidelity Information Services. First of all, Harper, welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. It's good to be with you again.
Great to see you. Talk about FIS and what the company does.
In the banking community, credit union, financial services, there's certain products and services that you need to run your business. And FIS has been a provider of that. A core system, for example, which really takes care of all of your balances from the debit or the loan side, item processing, image processing, ATMs and EFTs that all banks need. There's a tremendous amount of assistance that a bank needs in order to be able to balance and to provide services for their customers. It's a very diverse field. We have over 300 different products that we have. So in one way, shape, or form, a financial service provider, a bank or a credit union, needs some of the services that FIS has.
Is it software that you're providing to these banks and financial institutions?
Absolutely, but it's everything. It's all-encompassing, and it goes from a wide array or a range of products that they would begin with, like the core processor, up to, let's say, bill pay, e-banking, things that you do online now. There's branch capture. There's regulatory services. And as a topic earlier today, mobile banking, which is in one way, shape, or form going to change the way that people pay. That is just getting started, and they have a space there in that market as well. So it's a very interesting and diverse field that every bank or credit union has to have a part of.
We've had some business leaders on the show before that are actually in the banking business, and we've talked about that with Wanda Wieger, one of our guests, about getting the customer to continue to come into the bank because the mobile banking is becoming so popular. I guess this is the wave of the future that eventually banks, the brick and mortar almost will almost, I don't want to say, well, they'll never disappear, but it's just not going to be like it was when we grew up.
My parents still want to go into the branch and visit with somebody and look them in the eye and shake their hand. That, I don't believe, will disappear.
That's what Wanda said as well.
Yeah. However, my kids may never go into a branch, and they may only bank through their phone, which the phenomenon of that, and we're kind of in the middle, if you don't mind me saying so. I don't mind going in, but I'll drive through. I haven't used the phone system yet because I'm not there from a technological standpoint, but there are millions, if not tens of millions of people that are already doing it only that way. So banks realize this and they have to open up to that market. There are some staunch, and I won't be disrespectful, but I'll call them gray hairs. People that are a little bit older, no, I don't do it that way, and that's not the way that we go. Well, they're going to miss out on a tremendous customer base, especially in the future, if they don't at least open up to the marketplace that the younger generation or the people that are just using phones in general for a lot of their business. It's an open field.
And Harper, it sounds like kind of what you do is partner with the bank to help them execute their strategy with their clients, whether it's sometimes in the branch or outside of the branch, mobile or all the different things they need to do. So in that partnering, I assume it's more than just providing the software, but also developing a relationship with them, helping them use that software and use those products to the best of their ability to improve the bottom line.
Software, hardware, anything that we have. There's a tremendous diversity of needs that a bank has. But if you just look at it from the simple, we take in deposits and we issue out loans, that hasn't changed. That's gone on for centuries. However, the intricacies of putting together and reaching out to, like, the online world or bill pay or ATM machines, as I mentioned earlier, those are brand new in many cases because, as I mentioned earlier, some folks haven't opened up to that yet. Now, others have, and they are wanting to reach out and develop new and different ways. I hold hands. I advise. I lead. I pat people on the back. I tutor and counsel them, as well as in many cases I'll sell if they're interested in getting our product or one that's similar, maybe from a competitor. At least they're getting educated on what's out there and how they can better take advantage of it.
We're talking with Harper Lobel with FIS Fidelity Information Systems here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Fidelity Information Services. I should at least get the name right when I'm talking to Harper, because Harper's a big guy. For those folks that don't know, Harper's a former NFL football player, played 10 years in the NFL, several with the Atlanta Falcons. How did you get involved with FIS after your playing days?
Interesting. I'm very fortunate. My dad, 47 years, was in the same business, and he loved it. I played football for 10 years professionally, and you're done. You know what I mean? There's always somebody else that's out there. So I didn't have the great fortune of being in the same business that I loved for nearly as long as my dad. But, you know, eventually I got to the point, what am I going to do and where am I going to go? I started working for a company called Penley, P-E-N-L-E-Y, in Johns Creek. And within months, really, I mean, while I started and began there and was going through training, they had already worked out a relationship with a company called eFunds. In the banking community, everybody would know that. Check systems. Basically, when you go and open an account, they do a background search on you, financial. Penley had a product called ID Verification, which did a identity search. 9/11 changed everything, the way that the regulations now are, and we can't travel the same way that we used to, and in a banking world, you can't open an account without running some sort of an identity search to make sure that you are who you say that that you are. So it made a really nice, interesting merger between those two companies, and before you know it, FIS saw that and goes, that would be very interesting. And so out of the Norcross office, the merger took place, and Intercept and Certegy and some other credit and debit-related products that they all formed into this one office down there off of Peachtree Industrial and Metlock Bridge. So there's several different entities under that one roof, but FIS said that this is something that we want, and gosh, in the last decade, they probably had 12 different acquisitions to grow their business into the largest conglomerate of financial service provider in the country.
So Fidelity works with different banks. Is it just the big boys? You also work with community banks, and obviously it sounds like you're national, not just here in Gwinnett County.
Well, international, yeah. We've got 400 different institutions. I'm sorry, 100 different countries and hundreds of different banks and credit unions outside of just the United States. But, yes, the biggest banks, we have a foot in many of them in their business. I deal specifically with the community banks, maybe 700 million or below. There was one credit union, their total asset size was about $3 million. They basically had 15 or 20 people, you know, that were at the business, and they needed stuff. They needed to be able to manage their business better. And so in some cases, it's the largest of the large. And in other cases, for me specifically, I'm mostly a community bank guy. So I'm with the folks that want to advertise at the high school and visit you at the park and just be a part of your community. And so they have needs as well.
Where is FIS, Harper, in the marketplace? Is there a lot of competitors out there, or are you one of the leaders in what you do?
Well, we're the largest in this particular market. We're number one. We're a 426, I think, Fortune 500, but we're number one in the financial technology world. Competitors here locally would be Fiserv, Jack Henry. There's some other core processors that are smaller, that are upstarts, and we compete directly with them. But in many cases, I'm actually, if you don't go with us, you're using me as an example. If you don't like our product, well, then the one that you're getting elsewhere is either much, much better or at a different price. And in many cases, it's the exact opposite. They've not gotten the service that they want, and they're looking elsewhere, and FIS may be that next player. And that's part of my role, is being able to advise you on that and hopefully, from an FIS perspective, bring in a new sale.
You talked earlier about what you do and a lot of consulting and talking to folks as well. And when you're in sales, though, how do you find new clients? What is your strategy? Do you walk into places that are not clients and just try to get a meeting with the decision maker? How does that work for you?
Well, some of our representatives specifically and only travel. They visit face-to-face with maybe 10 or 20, as few as that small a number of different banks. I have 400. So I'm basically on the phone with everybody. I can't visit everybody individually, or else, I'd never be home. or see you on the radio that we do sometimes together. But long story short is I'll talk to people. New clients would be, hey, do you have a friend or someone you know at another institution that I could visit with? Because if I'm able to do what you need and help you out, I might be able to do that with somebody else as well in the same marketplace.
Apart from banking institutions, are there other kind of branches that FIS is going after, other different types of companies that might need these services apart from just banks?
Yeah. Mostly it's financial services, though. So Scott Trade, for example, and some other brokerage houses, if you will, that have that same type of, again, wide array from account origination assistance that they would need to basically how do we run and manage our ability to do all of our transactions. So it's a pretty diverse field.
It sounds also, obviously, with all the different products, this is a never-ending changing game for you guys, and you have to stay on top of things, you have to stay competitive, you have to stay out in front of the learning curve, and I would assume there is no dull day in your world.
The morphing, if you will, of the banking world doesn't seem like it's taking place, but it is. You know, I'm not with Bernanke or Tim Geithner, or the Fed chair, anything like that. But the way the economy is going certainly has a large concern that the banking world in general has to be observant of. That's a whole different
how much
conversation.
Time do we have?
Yeah, no kidding. But in the meanwhile, being able to keep your pulse on what a bank needs or a credit union or another financial institution and how that changes. For example, just a couple of years ago when I started in 05, we were still talking about checks. And now that is a dinosaur, right? It's not the way of the dodo. Still, my folks will still write checks. People will still do that, but in a significantly smaller capacity than what they've used to. And I know card transactions, and then obviously, as we mentioned earlier, the mobile cell phone world is just taking off. So yeah, there are some changes that are going to be literally being modified on the run. It's almost as if the gun has gone off. Bam, everybody's going to start running the race, and we're going to figure it all out as we're doing it. I don't know how far we're going to run, but we're on the way. We're going to learn this as we go. And obviously rules, regulations, and government as well as business itself, and where it ends up going is an open field where nobody really knows exactly. But the folks that do have that direction and are able to better certify where it is going are going to have a distinct lead.
Distinctly better advantage.
Distinct lead. Okay, I thought it was an L-Y. I was waiting for another word to come out of Harper's mouth there.
distinct advantage and lead in the race of life.
I got you. Speaking with Harper Lobel with FIS Fidelity Information Services, and Harper, just out of curiosity, when you talk to some folks, do they recognize your name from your football playing days, or do they recognize you from some of the sports talk radio you're doing these days?
Thank the Lord I'm not on visual with them, or because they go, oh, I'm glad I'm not seeing you right now, face for radio. But anyways, long story short is a few people might, but what I normally do is, especially here in the Southeast, I'll begin a conversation with, how about them Tigers or the Bulldogs or something like that. You talk a little bit of football, and I used to throw it out there a lot more than I do now, because a lot of folks, I'll learn from you whether or not you want to talk about football or not. And if you don't, that's great. We can talk just about business. The high D personality guy that's just tell me yes or no. Can you get this done for me? I've learned that, yes, I will take care of this as you need. And if you want to talk sports, we can do that in any capacity that you want. But in some cases, it's been a unique groundbreaker. And in other cases, most people, they want to move on. I got to get back to my day. We don't have time to go further with that. So my personal story aside, generally it doesn't pop up too much.
For companies or business leaders that want to get in touch with you or get in touch with FIS or find out more about the company, where would you send them?
FISglobal.com, all one word, FIS Global is one. And there's a lady named Lorna Thomas. Let me give her number out real quick. And she's basically, if anyone was looking for a position or further insight, in, especially here in the Gwinnett area, Lorna Thomas, 770-209-8043. She's in charge of our HR and a great lady, and You'd really enjoy visiting with her. But I don't hire the people or anything like that. So if you wanted to know more about it, I'd visit with Lorna directly.
And that website one more time?
FISglobal.com.
All right, Harper, thanks so much for coming on Gwinnett Business Radio today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
All right, Harper LaBelle with FIS Fidelity Information Services. And Stephen, a thanks to you as well. Quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio airs brand new live shows every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, and that our program can be heard several times a day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. Of course, you can listen to any of the Business Radio X programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. For Stephen, this is Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.